Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Uncover a world of sensuality and pleasure with New Zealand's pioneering sex toy purveyors. Whether you seek excitement that leaves you wet, loud, or speechless, we have something for your every desire. Explore the world's best brands at your fingertips. Peachesandcream.co.nz, R18. Welcome to Finger Food, empowered by Peaches and Cream. I'm your maitre d', Stacey O, intimacy and relationship coach and culinary artist, and I'm bringing sex to the dinner table. On the menu is a selection of heart-to-hearts with people who vulnerably share their stories, insights, and perspectives. This podcast is about sex and so much more. We explore connection, letting go of judgment, and accepting ourselves exactly as we are. Let's dine. In this episode, I chat to Stella Rose Bennett, aka Benny. This is a woman that needs no introduction, but I'll introduce her anyway. She is a global chart-climbing artist from Aotearoa. Benny entered the global stage when her viral hit, Super Lonely, reached the top 10 in 10 countries and received almost 7 billion plays on TikTok in 1 month. In this intimate conversation, Stella shares her journey with mental health and how her experience with anxiety and depression has affected her sex life and relationships. We talk breakups, self-pleasure, the seasonality of sexuality, the importance of communication, the lack of sex education she received growing up in an all-girls Catholic school, and so much more. It's great to have you here at the table. Let's get started.
All right, welcome, Stella. I'm so excited to have you here. This is such a bloody honor. Truly pumped to have you here. And yeah, we made it with our technical glitches and all.
It's happening.
And yeah, first of all, I just wanted to share a little bit about how you came to be here.
Yes, please.
It was a journey. And basically, I created the first season, and then I got a really lovely message from your drummer, Felix, and he said, Stacey, I've listened to the poddy. I listened to the one with you and your ex-husband. Loved it. And I thought, oh my God, that's Benny's drummer.
That's so nice.
Did Felix just message you randomly?
Yes.
Aw, that was nice. He's a great guy. I love Felix. I miss him. This is his room. It's got the best Wi-Fi, so.
Well, his energy is with us today. Thank you, Felix. And I'm wondering, do you have your bowl of deliciousness with you?
I do. Oh my gosh, this is like the sweetest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God, it's been delivered in a Tupperware.
I don't wait. Actually, let me run, because there's sauce.
Look. Oh, there's sauce.
It's green Honda sauce.
There's green Honda sauce. Oh my God. Okay, so because you were based in LA and I am based in New Zealand, and we're bringing sex to the dinner table, I was wondering, how the hell am I going to get you the dish of your dreams? And I asked, what is your favorite food? And what was your response?
I don't even think I said anything, did I?
You just said, I'm vegan, surprise me.
And oh my God. I'm literally like, if anyone asks me what my favorite hobby is or my favorite food or something, I really don't know, because I love most food. So I was like, you know what? being a vegan kind of rounds it to like things that I like anyway. So this is a bowl and it looks delicious. There was like a whole
Ella. Yes. So her name's Alora Norman.
We love Ella. Alora.
Ella.
She was lovely. She was also a New Zealander. So I was like, yes. I was like, are you from New Zealand? And I heard her. And she was like, I was like, oh
yes.
But yeah, there's like a, what does this say? Okay. Sorrel. What's sorrel? Sorrel and coriander pesto rice.
Herbs.
I'm going to be, oh, sorrel. Is sorrel a type of herb?
Yes.
Wow. I did not know that. Vegan feta marinated in green spring onion oil. Pickled romaines. Romainescu?
Cauliflower, maybe? Romainescu cauliflower?
With onions and pepper. Melon and mint salad with cucumbers, tomato and black olives. Popcorn granola with lime and pistachio, hemp, la la la. Barbecue tempeh, avocado, and green Honda dressing, which is basil, lime, and tahini. Tahini? Anyways, I'm excited. And yes. It also came with this. I don't know if this was meant to be in the box.
Oh, no, that is a gift for you.
She just broke it up with my boyfriend, so.
Oh, sweetie, yeah. You need the Satisfyer Pro.
I'm happy that we're chatting right now, honestly. I'm like, the Satisfyer Pro, like.
It's right. It's really right for you in this moment.
I think it's good for me right now.
I'm so happy that you've received both your Satisfyer Pro and your green Honda Benny Bowl.
Yes, I am stoked.
The logistics have unfolded.
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah. So I guess I wanted to start off just by first and foremost sharing that your most recent single, Bagels, has been so soothing and calming for my own anxiety. Has been deeply meditative and fantastic. So thank you.
Thank you. Aww, thanks. I'm glad that it worked.
Yeah, it really worked. So I wanted to start off with what has your journey with mental health been? And then we can go into how that's affected relationships and sexuality. But yeah. Just what has been your mental health journey?
Okay, it's all so linked up, isn't it? This makes a lot of sense. Well, I have definitely had a journey, I think, like a lot of people in the last 4 years. And it's just weird growing up with such a huge amount of people who are going through exactly the same feelings and growing and realizing that, like, I don't know, I guess it's when you become conscious of your mental health when you hit a certain age. And for me, that was, I guess, coming out of high school that I was like, oh, wait, I'm not super happy. And so that's when I started realizing that I was really anxious, which I guess for some reason I just hadn't ever came to terms with it and been like, oh, I actually am this. I always just felt certain ways and was like, oh, no, it's not that bad or whatever. But then I got diagnosed for OCD because I thought I had it, and I do. And I think that that has definitely been affecting me in the past, just with my anxiety levels. So I guess my mood's been pretty up and down for the last 3 years, but that is mixed in the concoction with a bit of depression, and it's really been shit. But it's also been good. I think as soon as you start talking about it, you realize how many, I want to say resources, but not even resources, just like people being there. Once you start letting people know what you're going through, the right people will come forward and be there to be your friends. So I'm definitely still navigating my way through it, but yeah. Currently I'm pretty good. So we just take it day by day. I think that it's important to let yourself be sad. And yeah, I feel like I've become a lot more self-aware recently. I'm still trying to develop myself and get better. And yeah, it's just a weird world, but I think it's just managing.
Wow. I just want to say that even that piece around bringing that self-awareness and coming out of high school, that is still so young to be able to actually become conscious of what's happening for you and to start to be able to talk about it and share, okay, this is actually how I'm feeling, and I'm sad and I'm feeling depressed. And that feels really aspirational because I wasn't able to connect to how I was feeling until maybe the age of 26. I kind of numbed it with drugs and alcohol and all the things. And
oh, we do that, don't we?
Yeah.
Literally.
And I just want to also say thank you for your vulnerability and sharing those pieces and parts of yourself with the world, because so many people can relate and actually feel seen by that sharing and that vulnerability. So yeah, thank you.
Oh, well, thank you too. I feel like you're doing the best kind of work for it as well, creating these resources and the safe space to talk about it. I feel like it's part of it. It's part of the whole part of the process. So ditto.
Thank you. Yeah, so the next piece is I noticed that when I have and continue to throughout my journey of life go through roller coasters of emotion, overwhelm, anxiety, all the things, I know that for me very much has impacted my sex drive, my libido caused friction in relationships, that sort of thing. And I'm curious, have you noticed a correlation between the two for yourself?
I like definitely have. I kind of laugh at it now because I'm like, damn, sometimes you just think that you're the problem or things don't work. And I don't know, I guess in the moment you don't think about it so much. Or maybe I didn't think about it so much. Maybe I'm just quite an avoidant person. But I think reflecting back on my last relationships and being in one recently, I think in that one, that really made me quite woke. You know, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't feel like having sex because I'm depressed and because I'm on SSRIs. And it's not great for being in relationships, honestly, unless you're like a really sexual person and being able to take medicine and still be a really sexual person. But for me, honestly, it's pretty numb down there most of the time. That's currently where I'm at, which has been kind of shit. But you just got to prioritize, for me at least, I think it's all very personal. But for me, I'm just trying to be mentally okay and be able to work and make music. And I love to be in relationships, but I need to sort some things out before I commit to that, because I feel like relationships, sex is also a big part of that for me. And I think for a lot of people I know, and I think that there's like this expectation. And if I can't meet that for someone right now, then I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of people need sex a lot. And it's like, if you can't, it's just a bit weird. It's all a bit weird.
It's all a bit weird, isn't it?
Life's all just a bit much. But honestly, a lot of my friends are also in really similar positions to me, which I think has really helped me to bear with being like, what is wrong with me? Because in my first relationship I was in when I was like 17, that was probably the most, like, it was fine back there for me. But I think that I was also taking on a lot of sexual trauma that my partner had. And I think that sex is just such a sensitive area, and so many things can affect sex. And yeah, I just feel like I've been also just with like the wrong people, and it all impacts what your girl's doing down there.
Right.
Oh, I don't know. But I don't like having to be in a relationship and feel like I'm not sexual enough because I am on antidepressants, and a side effect is to not feel so much, you know? So I'm like, okay, well then for me right now, I'm going to prioritize something else, and I'm just going to be the vibrator. It's like you guys came into my life at the perfect time. Like this whole thing, including this food, because I'm hungry. I'm going to eat this. Should I eat this now?
You should eat it. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to try.
Absolutely eat it. And I love that. I love what you're saying around right now, you know, that you're on medication that is impacting your libido, essentially. And the sense of acceptance around, this is the season I'm in right now, and it's not forever. And my priority is my music and creation and getting my mental health in order. And that's amazing. I love that sense of seasonality with sexuality. And I think that there's this thing of like, we should always be these hypersexual beings 24/7. And if we're not, there's something wrong with us. And it's like, there's nothing wrong with us. We're just redirecting right now, because when our bodies aren't in a sense of regulation, like the last fucking thing I want to do personally is have sex with anybody.
Oh, exactly. Like,
shut down.
Literally.
And off. No. No one will enter.
No one shall pass.
No one shall pass.
Oh, no one's going to pass. And that's such like, I don't know, there's this like expectation I feel. Maybe it's just me thinking. I just know a lot of people who do love fucking around and whatever, and that's their stage of life. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm excited to be there, but it's definitely not now. So I'm like, you just got to go with the flow. And my cheesy quote that I've been going with this year is just ride the wave. Like, don't put pressure on yourself to like be any sort of way or do anything, and don't put yourself into situations where you're going to feel uncomfortable, because I've definitely done that. And it's just like, God, like it's not worth it sometimes either. Sex for me can sometimes only be meaningful, or sometimes I only get things out of sex if I really like a person. And that's like every time. Yeah. That's actually just the case for me. I don't like, unless I guess there are some people who I'm like, well, that would be nice.
Yes. But, like, could just potentially have sex with you maybe once.
But you know what I mean? Like, for the most part, I want to be in love and having sex. And I guess sex is different for everybody. And I think that that's also cool too. But yeah, I guess everything has to be balanced for that to feel good for me. So it's just finding that balance, and it'll come eventually.
It will come.
Absolutely. It will come.
Yeah, and I can really resonate and relate to what you're saying around sex being quite, for me personally, it's quite a sacred act. Is that just,
this is so good.
What's happening?
She's used my favourite vegan cheese as well.
Oh,
I can taste it.
Yum.
Mm.
What are the flavours? Like, talk to me.
Just like pesto and what even is this?
Is it the popcorn granola?
Mm. No, I haven't tried that yet, but I will.
But yeah, as I was saying, sex to me is also very sacred. Yeah. And for me to have really beautiful connected sex, it often takes me to be deeply in love with someone, or at least be exploring that, like a deeper connection than just the act of sex itself. And like you also said, I also feel like it's fucking cool to be able to like not do that and be able to just be Samantha Jones of Sex and the City and have sex with all the sexy people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I wish I could be more like that.
I know, but
I really wish I could.
Honestly, truth is that half the people out there, if they're going to have sex with you on the random off chance that you're just going to go out and have sex, they end up being, and this is through past experience, like one night stands that I've had, I usually know the person. But
yes,
it's been so unsatisfying. They're usually too drunk to even be able to satisfy you. It's always fucking one-sided. And for guys, sex is so much easier to enjoy. I swear, no guy ever knows where the G-spot is or how to even make a girl come. So why would you? You're just going to be like rolling around with a gross man and not going to know what he's doing. I'm like, ugh. Anyways.
There definitely are men that do know where it is.
There definitely are. And these are men that I find I get into relationships with.
Yes.
Those, so this is the problem.
Those are the keepers.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not.
I do know what you mean. I have had actually one one-night stand experience with a very connected sexually man.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was so connected to his body and so interested in my pleasure and so communicative, honestly, it was one of the greatest experiences of my life.
You need more people like this, you know?
Yeah. And it's so possible because actually the thing is that if we're communicating about what we want and what we need with the other person, and we're like, I like this, and the other person's like, I like this, and then they're like, really genuinely interested in your body and exploration and like wanting to know more and wanting to pleasure you, then like there's this level of safety in the body that's created. And then I find that when that safety is created, my whole body and nervous system can relax. And then I'm like, oh, okay, I'm safe, I'm supported, and now fuck me.
That's what you need.
That's what you need.
Hey.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah. That's so true. Communication is so important. I feel like, honestly, I've put myself off a little bit from not even being educated properly when I was younger, because that was when I was having the most sex, was when I was like, I want to say like 19. So when I was like in a relationship and then out of a relationship and then 20. And we didn't even get properly taught about sex ed in school. I went to a Catholic girls' school, St. Mary's College. Thanks for not teaching me anything about sexual ed. Like, our dean at the time, who was once a nun, refused to teach us about sexual ed because she didn't believe that we should be having sex until marriage. And I was like, So I think it's so important and should be illegal to not fully go into it when people are starting to have sex, because that's when people are getting into the dangerous situations. It's when people are getting drunk and are nervous and then go and have sex and then it's not communicated properly and then there's a bad outcome and someone is hurt. So I'm definitely like still quite sensitive and a little bit scared because of experiences that I've had and that friends have had, and just picking bad people to trust. But I think we live and we learn and it can only go up.
Amen.
And I've found some really great people. And it's just been a shame that it's been during the time that I've been on my antidepressants, because it's just not balanced. But I think it's learning. And now that we know that communication is so important, I think that that is going to send me in the right direction. So,
God, fuck. I honestly, like, hearing you talk, I'm like, okay, Catholic girls, all girls.
Oh my God.
High school, because I'm 10 years older than you, I think. How old are you?
I'm 23.
You're 23. I'm 33. So it's actually crazy to think that the 10-year age gap, they're still teaching you that it's not like in your high school experience.
Where did you go?
I went to Berridane.
Oh, slow.
I went to Berridane and then I was like, I hate this. Then I went to Auckland Girls Grammar, but Berridane was my first 4 years of high school. And
Yeah.
I can relate in the sense of if you're not being taught sex education from those pivotal, important ages where you do start feeling horny and you want to fuck people and you're going to, what happens from that is that we're having this terrible, painful, uneducated sex where it's actually fucking traumatizing because we're not knowing what to do or how to communicate. We're just completely blind out there.
Literally.
It's like, ow, sex is sore. And actually, I don't want to have this anymore. And then there's this perpetual cycle. And actually, it's so interesting because we're going to seek it out in one way or another.
Exactly.
And so whether that be through exploring with someone that is maybe bad news or through porn, which a lot of people are learning how to have sex via porn because there's no proper sex education. And that's all a facade.
The porn thing is like a whole nother. I think that has also been like really a lot mentally to take on, just because a lot of guys that I know, and just anyone, but for me, that I've been with or in relationships, they watch a lot of porn or they have watched a lot of porn. And so they expect me to, like, be a certain way during sex. And it's just so artificial and it's so male gaze and it's so just not what real sex is about. And so I think that's also just fucked it up a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's just fucked it up. A little more than it needed to be fucked up. But also at the same time, I think porn can be fun. And I know people who love porn. So I'm like,
No, I reckon there's so many good elements of porn.
Yeah.
And I think there's some really healthy, sexy porn out there. I'm like a big Dipsy audio porn fan over here.
Ooh.
It's more just like the shit that we're watching when we're 12.
Yeah.
To be like, how does the willy work? And then it's like gang banging.
Literally. I'm like, bro. Like,
that's how you do it.
Sweet. Oh my gosh. It's always like the girl always puts in so much work as well.
Oh, right.
Anyways.
It's a whole other topic. I've actually picked that apart, Chris Parker, last week.
You had a chat with Chris Parker? Yeah. Oh, I feel like it would be fun.
He's on the season as well. He did the porn revolution, so we talked a lot about the porn industry. Especially for gay men as well. There's literally no education. Like, if you think about, like, Disney movies and the movies that we grew up with, at least we have an insight into heterosexual romance, whereas a gay men, they literally just have porn as their sex ed.
Oh, yeah. It's really just, it's just a lot. That's just not on. It's really easy to just spiral into negative thought and being like, like everything is kind of fucked up and this is why we are feeling this way. But honestly, I feel like talking about it is like maybe the one thing that everybody can do that will help to change it. So
totally.
There we go. That's my positive talk.
I really love that, and I really love that redirection of our doomsday.
Yes. I can definitely get into those headspaces of being like, whoa, wait. Everything is really messed up and this is really sad. But you could do that about everything in life. And I think it's about acknowledging things that are sad and things that are bad and unfair and being like, okay, well, you can dwell on it, but it's like, why don't we do something then? Because otherwise you're just negative. And I've definitely just been negative and not done anything about it.
Totally. And I feel like there are, that is the positive thing, is that there are heaps of people doing really good work in the world. And there are so many amazing resources now around healthy sexuality and pleasure. And there's like fucking Netflix, sex education. And there's the most amazing book over there in the background. I've got Come As You Are, which is the most up-to-date science of female pleasure and sexuality. And so many good resources and things that you can do to learn. It's just, you got to take it upon yourself a little bit more. And I do think it is changing in schools and there are lots of things happening at the moment, so it's good news. It's positive.
It's good news. The hole in the ozone layer is somehow closing, so
oh my god.
Yeah, apparently. I hope that I'm not just spitting out a random fucking fact that's not true, but I think it's true. Anyways, so I think things are getting better. Things are definitely getting worse, but things are also getting better.
Okay, so next I want to talk about dating in LA versus dating in New Zealand and whether you have any experience of the two.
Yes. Well, I guess like before I properly moved here, I was here for like 5 months at the end of last year and I got into a relationship. But now I'm a single bee and I am quite happy being by myself. But I can definitely say that the dating pool is a lot bigger and that has been the biggest thing. Which I feel like New Zealand, you just end up knowing everyone and people have had sex with your best friend and it's kind of ancestral. But but also I did more dating in New Zealand, and there are great people everywhere, and I love to be in love with people, and yeah, I love relationships. That's my thing. But I also love dating, sort of. It makes me really grossly anxious, but also it's really fun. And I also think I prefer being single because I think there's a lot less that you have to worry about. I just like having to think about myself. Maybe that's selfish of me, but I'm just sick of looking after people and relationships at the moment when I am young and I've got my own shit to be dealing with. So it's like, okay, well, this next chapter of my life, let's just go out, have fun, maybe fuck around a little bit. I don't know about me, but maybe some people my age, but maybe me. And experiment. And yeah, I mean, I love LA because there's just a wider variety of people, and I can find people that I've never met before who think really similar to me, who are really creative, and that's like, oh, top notch. I love a little ulti boy.
We love an ulti boy.
Yes. We love a little ulti boy, but I also think people are really flaky here, so I actually have not yet been on a date since being out of my relationship.
And I'm curious, do you have any rules around dating? Like, I won't have sex with someone on the first day because...
Oh, no. I don't really care about that kind of stuff. I just feel like if it's right, it's right, and you feel it. I always just go with whatever my gut is feeling and just let yourself be whatever you want to be and go with whatever you want to go with. And for me, it's just like, I don't want to have sex with anyone that I don't really like them as a person. It definitely helps if they're like irresistibly hot, because then I'm like, oh yeah, let's go. And that can be their personality, by the way. That's not just physical. Someone's swag can completely, you know what I mean?
That's almost hotter for me. Oh, it's like not like externally the hottest guy in the room, but so much swag and self-confidence. I'm like, hot.
For me, it's not even just physical. It just doesn't actually matter. If someone is super hot and they speak and it's not hot, like not genuine and funny and kind, it's like, well,
yeah,
you're not really hot. You're beautiful, but you're not for me. Yeah. Mm. Fuck, it's such a weird... Just life. Life is so strange. And I always think, I would quite like to find my lover right now. But I also wouldn't, because I feel like you learn a lot. And with all these relationships that we have leading up to when we settle, it's all going to flick them out of the way and trial and error. And then you finally get to a place where I think you actively... Without even realizing, you look for things that you have had or that you haven't had that you know that you need. Even just like thinking about relationships that I've had. I love all of my exes. They're all so kind and funny and smart and whatever. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, you can't go for this anymore because it's fucked you up in the past. And you look for different attributes as you grow older because you realize what you actually need to be in a healthy relationship with someone. And you need to compliment each other. And I haven't quite found that person. And my mind also changes all the time. So I feel like if we were to do this interview in like 2 years, I probably would have very different takes on everything.
Absolutely. If we do this interview in 6 weeks, I'd probably have different.
Yeah.
Amazing. I am curious, what's been the biggest challenge that you've had to face in the realms of sex and love and relating?
I think maybe it's just the age thing, like the time that I am in right now. I'm doing so much growing mentally, and also we're so young. And I feel like this is such a important time to not be limited. And this is me being anti-relationship, I guess, now, because I was like super, super, super like, you know, I thought that that was what I needed. But I'm realizing you just have to listen to what's going on around you. And I feel like just age right now and life and traveling and work, I think that that has been a big challenge for me, because finding time to be able to commit to someone in the way that I want to commit to them has been really difficult, because yeah, it can be a little bit much trying to work your life out and also fit someone else into the picture, because sometimes it's not the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You're a busy lady. You got shit on the go.
It's just, yeah. I think trust is something that a lot of people really struggle with, and for completely valid reasons. Most people that I know who don't trust is because they've been cheated on, or or I've been mentally manipulated, etc. But I think trust is something that is so important, especially with sex. It's all so relative. In my last relationship, my ex was just always thinking that I was cheating on him or talking to someone. And I was like, if we can't have this trust and you're just going to come at me all the time, being like, it can, yeah, you just, I don't know. I'm just
Totally. Trust is paramount. Yes. I reckon the most important thing, especially as you say, when it comes to sex, you can't relax in your body if you can't trust the person that you're with. And also you can't be in relationship with someone if it's constantly like you're not being seen because you're not being trusted because of their own experiences. And it's like, that's not mine.
No, exactly. I feel like also the music industry has a lot of alcohol and drugs and late nights at gigs and stuff. And I think that a lot of sex goes on, which is obvious. But when I'm on tour, there's not really time to fit that in. I think if I were to be in New Zealand working there permanently, I feel like my love life would be flourishing a little bit more.
There's time for that, you know.
I just don't have time for it now.
30 years.
And I'm okay. I'm actually fine with it. I also feel like sex is so important, but right now where I'm at, it's not the first thing that I'm thinking about. I am sometimes a little bit sad that I'm not, but I have to listen to what my body is telling me that I need to prioritize, and I just need to work.
Girl's gotta work.
A girl's gotta work.
And I also just want to say that the trust piece is really important, even with ourselves, even self-pleasure. Oftentimes we can rush it or race to the end with it. Building that trust with our bodies is really important and getting to know ourselves. And then that's how we learn to communicate with the other person. And that's how they can trust us if we trust ourselves.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think I'm still learning.
Yeah.
I think I'm still like coming to terms with my coochie.
Oh, absolutely insane.
That's my motto for this year. Coming to terms with my coochie. Listen to the coochie.
Oh, I love it. There is a really good book called Pussy, A Reclamation. And she talks about just tuning into your pussy whenever you're making any kind of decision. It's like, okay, you're trying an outfit. What does she say?
Listen to yourself. You are your own best friend.
Oh, gosh. Okay, we're now going to journey into what's in my box. Okay.
What's in my box?
What's in my box?
What's in my box? What's in my box?
Okay, and so I want to invite you now to pop your hands in the side of the box and just have a little feel around in the box. What can you feel?
I think I know what one of these is because I have one of these. Are these Kegel beads?
Oh my god, she's so good!
You know how I know that?
How do you know that?
She's trying to grow.
Ah!
Are they all?
Yeah.
Are they all like weighted Kegel beads? And that's that can be really helpful with your. Are they all Kegel beads?
They're all Kegel beads and they're all vibrating Kegel beads.
Should I open my eyes?
Yes, you can open your eyes.
Oh my god, these are cute. I've never tried a Kegel bead yet. I'm too scared because I have one like this, but I'm scared I'm going to lose one in my heat.
I know, I get a bit scared of that as well. That one's good.
I'm going to try this.
I love that. I love that. I just thought they were really futuristic looking.
These are so cute.
It's really cute.
Oh my god.
So cute. Gorgini.
You just put it in there and the rest is history.
Yeah, the idea is that they are there to enhance orgasmic pleasure and the sensory experience of
your vagina. For your vagina.
For your vagina. So what are your red flags, your personal red flags? So oftentimes we're like, that's a red flag from that person. But like, what are your red flags? For example, I can be a real selfish bitch in a relationship. Mm-hmm. That's like something that I've had to work on.
Oh my god. I'm pretty like, I think I've got undiagnosed ADD, so I'm definitely always a little bit like, and I think it can be kind of difficult sometimes because I'm also quite relaxed when it comes to communicating with people. I do like to talk every day, but I'm also not that needy. And I think that that can be a red flag for other people. Well, maybe I should just say that's a red flag because some people are really, really needy. And I think that's a good thing, but it's not for me. So I am a red flag. I'm a walking red flag. Also, I do music. Like, hello, unless someone is like fine with me being away for most of the year, I'm a red flag. But I will never cheat on anyone. I'm selling myself here to the
internet. I was just about to ask you, what are your green flags? So this is perfect segue.
Yeah, I mean, I think green flags, I'm really loyal and very loving, but I just think I'm going to be a green flag for my future lover, whoever that might be. But yeah, damn. Red flags right now is I'm just preoccupied. That's my big one. I'm preoccupied and
busy.
What's a green flag? Yeah, I love committing to one person and it just comes very naturally. My mind is never elsewhere, so I like that about my love.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Those are strong green flags. Committed, loving and loyal. Those are beautiful.
Well, you know, I've got my parents who have always been together and who have always been that way, so I think that they've been a great example. But yeah, it's just not right now.
Yeah, beautiful. Love that. And final question. If you could give your younger self one piece of advice in the realms of sex, love, and relating, what would it be?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. It's like poor little me. When I was 17, I was in love with one guy who ended up fucking me over. So what would advice be? I feel like being a teenager is meant for making mistakes. And even now, I feel like I don't regret anything, but I guess I would say just be kind to yourself and don't rush to do things. Be patient if possible. And especially with sex. Mind you, I really didn't have sex until I found a relationship. Like, I waited quite a long time to have sex. I think advice for my younger self would just be, just don't give, you know what, there are some people that I do regret having sex with, so I would say, just remember your worth. And for me, I'm not going to give it to anyone who I don't think they deserve it. Just choose wisely about every decision and just do it with reasonable thought. I've got the worst advice. I'm like,
I love that. Remember your worth and choose wisely. Yeah, choose reasonably.
Choose reasonably and don't get too fucked up.
That's it.
Because that's what a lot of people do. And then that's when the lines get blurry. And it can make everyone feel gross, you know, so.
Yes, to that stuff.
And it can put you off, which I feel like it's kind of done to me for a little bit. So I guess I would look back and be like, just think. But maybe you are thinking. Maybe you're thinking with your coochie at the time. I don't know. See? What's your advice? What would you say to your younger self?
God, that's a great question. It's never been turned on me like that.
Sorry.
I would say to my younger self, love yourself and quite similar to what you're saying, really know your worth and get to know your own body before you let anyone else touch you. And it's okay to have loud, explorative sex. Mm-hmm. Don't be scared of being loud and wild.
Yeah.
Because I spent a lot of my childhood scared and quiet and like, oh no, someone's going to hear. And it's just like a primal experience and be in your body.
Exactly. We're human. I love all of that advice. I feel like, yeah, that self-worth thing is so important. And I definitely found myself chasing after boys that didn't deserve me when I was a bit younger. And I think, yeah, it's hard not to do that, honestly. It's such a pattern I see with my friends, younger sisters, and even my brother. But I'm not going to talk about them in this episode, but... But yeah, know your self-worth and don't let an asshole break your heart. Don't let that happen. We do it all too much and they just don't deserve it.
We do it all too much. And we're pedestaling these assholes. We've got to change the narrative around what's hot. And I liked what you said around what's hot for me is funny, kind and confident, I think you said.
Because everyone looks ugly when they're old. Remember that.
Everyone gets ugly when they're old.
You may be stuck with an ugly asshole. Once you realize that those looks aren't going to last, and some of the hottest people are the ugliest people inside, so.
Choose wisely. It's so true.
It's not difficult. Ah!
Yes to this. Oh my God. Oh, I've loved talking to you.
Likewise.
Yeah, I appreciate your time and your vulnerability and your words.
I don't know if it's wisdom. I think it's words of wonder.
Words of wonder. We go with that. I'm so grateful for words of wonder.
Because I don't know everything. Maybe I never will, but.
Neither does anybody.
But you continue to learn as you grow. And that is something that will always happen.
Amen, sister. Amen. Thank you.
Thanks for dining with Finger Food, empowered by Peaches and Cream. If you liked this conversation, you can tip your maitre d' by subscribing, following, downloading, leaving a review, and sharing this podcast with your friends. If you want to work with me one-on-one or listen to more of my podcasts, go to stacyogorman.com or follow us on Instagram at finger.food.podcast. Stay safe, stay sexy. See you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.